Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, diving into some quarterback prospects here. And so, funny story, I was prepared to do a whole bunch of recording on Friday, and I do it over at a family friend's house. I'm sort of house-sitting, pseudo-house-sitting for them during the winter. It's like a really good, on my Analytics of Dynasty work days, I can go over there, and they're in Florida, and I can take care of their house, and it's freezing, but you know, we can manage, and I take care of their house, and basically, it's a free recording studio. So it's a great setup, but for the fact that I didn't bring my computer charger. So I was forced to get a full workday in a different form. So I was going to record, had some data projects to work on, but I had no computer. So I did sit down and watch an exorbitant amount of quarterback tape. Like 6 hours worth of quarterback tape. And it was pretty interesting. I found some good stuff. So I'll break it down, and I just wanted to sort of run through some of the stuff. I'm in the midst of a bigger project. I'm in the midst of basically it'll be coming down. If I remember my computer this week, which should be the goal, so you can tweet at me and remind me if you're hearing this before Monday. But that will be the goal, is to actually bring my charger to my work. And so if I do that, I'm in the process of actually working on a pretty big quarterback project in terms of looking at the context of some of these guys. And it might even be, you know, before the weekend's out here. I'm recording this on Saturday night. That I'll have a chance to look at some of these, and I'm probably going to be able to produce some graphs about them, and I'm pretty excited because I have some ideas on basically how we can contextualize some of these decisions. So that's one of the things that I'm going to be looking at in terms of the guys that are in this class, and you know, we can incorporate some RDP and all that stuff. So basically mock draft ADP, some of the grinding the mocks ADP on these guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down a couple quick additions on a couple guys that I think are relevant that maybe we aren't paying a ton of attention to, that are, you know, have some interest out there. And then I'll probably do like an individual show on each of what I would consider like the top five guys. And then I'll clean up some of the residual guys. But, you know, as some of this data is fresh in my head, and some of this, quarterback stuff that I was watching is fresh in my mind, I'm going to go ahead and sort of look at that and get some of that out here while we're doing that here. So I do have some more to look at, but two of the guys here, they're actually quarterback 6 and quarterback 7 in the expected draft position over at Grinding the Mocks. Kyle Trask, 53.9 expected draft position. That's 54th overall. Kellen Mond, 79.9 expected draft position. That's 94th overall. So again, we're looking at second, third round quarterbacks. The biggest myth going is basically day two quarterbacks. It's just not really, you're either basically a first rounder. There's not really a ton of developmental guys on day two. And then you're a third rounder or a day three guy. It's kind of a, you know, they spend all this time on some of the major podcasts talking about some of these, oh, you know, this guy could be a real developmental guy on day two. Like that just year in, year out. It's just something that guys that are projected to go on day two tend to slide. So just keep that in mind here with some of these guys. And so what I've done is, I'll go through a little bit of the notes on each one of them, and then just look at some of the overall stuff that I found in terms of, 30,000 foot view of these guys. And then, like I said, I'll have a little bit more discreet look at some of these things going forward. But three of the big stats that I like to, look at is, basically your quarterback rating. So I use your NFL quarterback rating, your yards per attempt, which I found there's a pretty good link between that and draft position. So that's a notable thing. And then actually something I'm using, and I'm reaching out to them because they are a data provider. So I'm reaching out to them to try and get a little bit more discussion with them, but it's PFF's quarterback grade. And I know some of the stuff that I'll be looking at this week has some pretty predictive ability in terms of some of the clean pocket stuff, for example, like the the in the pocket non-pressured stuff is like amongst the most predictive stuff year to from college to the NFL. So that's part of the project that I'm working on. So I'll be looking at that a little bit more throughout this week. But I wanted to highlight these two guys while the notes were fresh in my mind. So Kellen Mond, I was watching a quarterback school, and it was by a quarterback, a guy by the name of JT O'Sullivan. And he was a former NFL quarterback, kind of a fringe guy, like backup third string type. I think he hung around for a while, but he now basically has resurrected a second career of kind of being like a quarterback guru online. Pretty entertaining stuff. He's on YouTube. I think he's got a Patreon too, which I might actually subscribe to for some of this stuff. Pretty interesting in terms of these quarterback things. And, you know, if we can find lightning in a bottle late in the draft, it's worth all that money spent on it. So that is an interesting thing I'm actually going to look into. But so Kellen Mond's the first one. He really liked the arm strength, and you can see it when it shows up on tape. Again, I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on quarterback evaluations. I sort of look at it and I see what I see from, 50,000 feet. And, then you get guys that are in there looking at the minutiae, and that's just stuff that I can't comprehend per se. But the arm strength, I think, jumps out, right? This is a big, strong guy, right? So that's a notable thing with him. The footwork, the quote was, footwork is a part of his rigidness. He's basically just kind of rigid. He's stiff, and it gives him a lot of problems. Was one of the things with some of his accuracy stuff. And he's got problematic decision making at times as well. But he can make decisive throws in the way that not a lot of that you can't teach. And there's some other guys in this class that just don't have that. Guys that are going to go a lot higher than him. So he does have this arm. I think there's stuff to work with. Again, I don't really believe in the developmental quarterback mantra. It doesn't really show up all that often, and it's not particularly fantasy viable. But I will say, from a, hey, here's a profile that you could look at and say, well, he's got some athleticism, can run. If he was forced into a backup job and forced into starting six games, like, could he potentially do some things? I think it's going to take some time for him to develop, but we've seen development out of guys. But the problem is, later on in the draft, you just don't get the same attention that you would if you're Josh Allen, right? So that would be the thing I would say with him. So he's interesting from a watching him on tape perspective. The numbers, not so great. His NFL quarterback rating in college, 89.3%. That is 12th percentile, so that's not good. His yards per attempt, 7.05. That is 14th percentile. His average grade over at PFF, 73.18. I should say his composite grade, right? His grade over all 3 years is 73.18. So that's pretty low as well. It's 30th percentile. So, again, graded basically, 100th percentile or the best down to, the lowest would be, 1-0 in that range there. So you want a really high number there, and Kellen Mond doesn't really have it. So he was a guy that was kind of a big name coming out and largely disappointed. So that'd be the thing there with him, right? There are some tools, and I'm sure his name will get bandied around a little bit. The numbers don't really like him very much. So that would be just a caution that I would have on him. And I'll go through more of these guys. And there's some guys that we might like a little bit later. But he's probably not going to be one of them. He's probably a bigger name than anything else. The other guy that I'll detail in this episode is Kyle Trask. So one of the things that I saw was pretty consistently that ball placement accuracy was an issue. And I think a lot of it was probably arm strength. And when you looked at it, there's another quarterback in this class, Mac Jones, had this exact same problems. And it's one of those things, like when these guys kind of show you what to look for, those things continuously pop up. So like when you watch Kyle Trask, when he's got to make throws that are require a ton of arm strength, they just aren't there in terms of accuracy. And I call it the the Tyrod Taylor, he's generally accurate. But that it's not in the right spot. It's just not going to be intercepted type of thing. So you're turning catch and run opportunities into sliding catches. You're turning catch and touchdown opportunities into toe taps along the sideline, right? And Mac Jones had this one that really showed up. This isn't a show about Mac Jones. I reference him in the Kyle Trask vein, but there's a great play, sort of breaks contain a little bit, and huge throw down the field. And I don't know if it was the lack of arm strength or if it was just an inaccurate throw. It kept showing up like lack of arm strength. Just drags the guy out of bounds, and it could have been a 55, 60-yard touchdown. Instead, it's a 50-yard gain down to the 5. Those things kept showing up with Kyle Trask as well. I thought he had pretty good footwork. That's something that kept popping up. Some of the arm talent stuff in terms of placement of ball and sort of arc and all that stuff. It was a little hit or miss. I think it's probably more arm strength than anything. I think he might just be limited. Some of his decision making is pretty limited too. Predetermines a lot of reads that got him in trouble. And so that's really it. So I'm not particularly interested in him would be the thing. Probably the big takeaway from this. He was someone that I thought that maybe the community sort of soured on a little bit later in the season, and I say, hey, I could sort of be interested in this. That's from a tape perspective, I sort of get where the concerns are. So let's look a little bit at some of his metric stuff. The metrics actually show up pretty decently, so I will say that. His passer rating in college, 89 percentile. That is up there in terms of guys in this class. Only better than him or Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance as well, is up there. So those guys are, way up there. And then it's him, right? And he's actually ahead of Trevor Lawrence by a couple of points. So, again, not a huge difference, but it was a pretty good college career. He had, just by way of reference, 815 attempts in college. Trevor Lawrence had almost 1,200 to 1,150, 1,147, I should say. So there is a little bit of a difference here with some of these guys and some of the work. And actually, Trask is more on the higher end of, he's probably median above. Actually, he's ahead of Zach Wilson. He's ahead of Justin Fields. He's ahead of Trey Lance, which isn't really all that hard. So he is up there in terms of basically the volume or showing you what he has done perspective. So there's some resume there. But again, I think there's limitations to it. And again, you're playing in a college system, all these things. His yards per attempt, 9.06. So that's 80th percentile. So that's pretty good. And his average grade over at PFF is 55th percentile. That's 80.28. I should say his composite grade. Change the header on my spreadsheet to reflect that. So that's the deal with him. So I think he's probably going to be, when you're looking at this, I think probably the story with both of these guys is we look to see maybe it's second or third round in the NFL draft. And, if maybe a quarterback desperate team gets in on one of these guys, I don't know. I guess I would say that Kyle Trask is probably the more likely one to be NFL viable. I think the guy that's probably more likely to be the fantasy impact guy is Kellen Mond, just because of the athleticism and his ability to sort of move. That's pretty much it. I would suspect neither of them get drafted on day two, would sort of be my hunch as of right now. Trask and Mond, 53.9 and 79.9 respectively. So that's where they are. Again, that's third round of Superflex drafts, kind of at best range, would be the suggestion there. Again, things could change. I have a hard time seeing how one of these guys moves up. I think if you have a guy that moves up, maybe it's someone like Jamie Newman or Davis Mills or someone like that. But I don't think it's going to be. I don't think either one of these guys has a super high ceiling going forward. So. All right, well, that'll pretty much do it for this. Like I said, there's a bigger project here, which I'm pretty excited about, that I'll have some more information about here coming forward and some more content related to as we get into some of the bigger guys. So, all right, well, until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.